I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nepal's facing an epidemic of fear since the second quake struck Tuesday. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says people were just getting used to their new normal. Now, they're back in the streets. Since BGR teams were already on the ground, they were mobilized and ready to respond with aid. The secondary disaster adds another layer to their relief efforts.
Giving them things like food and temporary shelter and make sure they're getting water, but also share with them truth and hope that we found in the message of the gospel.
They're trying to get shelter up before monsoon season begins. There are ways to help. Pray, give, or go. We posted links in our story online. What better way to help remote areas of Nepal than with Christian aviation experts? Mission Aviation Fellowship's on the ground in Kathmandu, managing a helicopter service and ground coordination. Their team was on the ground during Tuesday's quake, too. MAF's Mike Bottrell says several aircraft were shaking.
People are pouring out of the hangars. All the pigeons in the roof of the hangar are ripping out of the hangar and flying away. And then somebody starts yelling, "Dust!" And we look around, and all around the horizon in the valley, you could see big plumes of dust shooting up out of the ground like bombs and strike. And they said, that's where buildings are collapsing.
And domestic abuse is rampant throughout the Middle East, but one organization's giving women hope. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, aired a couple of episodes about domestic abuse on its show, Needle and Thread. Well, the shows drew in multiple calls from struggling women and helped them better understand the gospel. You can fight the issue yourself, too. Follow the Needle and Thread link in our web story to help Sat7 do more. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 21st century has four big dangers. Haggai Institute wants you to know what they are so you can help tackle them. Get your copy of the new white paper explaining these four trends and what you can do about them. Follow the Haggai Institute link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.